Alaska Power and Telephone has purchased the Gustavus Electric Company. The 32-year-old homespun utility is the life's work of Gustavus local Dick Levitt and his wife Linda. KTOO's Jennifer Canfield has more.
Alaska Power and Telephone President Bob Grimm says he has no plans to significantly change how the utility is operated. The one change, Grimm mentions, is that soon customers will be able to pay their bill with a credit card. Regarding the sale of the utility, Grimm says he was first approached by Dick Levitt over a year ago.
Eventually, we came to an agreement, and it included the hydro, and we had to get all the regulatory approvals, and we just finalized things up in July.
Dick and his wife Linda made the choice to sell the utility because of Dick's health. He suffered a stroke 2 years ago and hasn't been able to manage the utility the same since.
When the sale closed, it was definitely mixed emotions for me. It was like giving up a child that I had raised. On one hand, I knew I had to give it up and get out of the business because of my health. And on the other hand, you're still giving up something that was my life's work. In that respect, it was hard to see it go.
Levitt is a trained electrical engineer, so when he saw an opportunity in Gustavus to start an electrical utility, he went for it. The utility was created in 1982 and was diesel-based at first, but Levitt says he knew from the beginning that wasn't going to be sustainable. Levitt needed access to Falls Creek to bring hydropower to Gustavus, and to do that, he needed an act of Congress.
And of course, it was in Glacier Bay National Park, which made it difficult. Probably in the mid-80s, I started approaching the congressional delegation about legislation that would allow that to happen. And it took close to 20 years to get that to come together. It was a long, arduous process, but we eventually got it done.
Congress's stamp of approval allowed the state of Alaska and the National Park Service to swap land, giving Levitt the access he needed to Falls Creek. Levitt prevailed when the Sierra Club protested the hydro plant during the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval process. The 800-kilowatt hydro plant was finally completed in 2009. Levitt says he hired AP&T as consultants on the design of the hydro plant, so he feels confident about their ability to maintain the facility. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.